Oh, such great music. The music world mourning the loss of legendary Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts. He died today at the age of 80. Watts, considered one of the greatest drummers of all time, and was part of the Stones for nearly 60 years. News Nation correspondent Sloan Glass joining us now. Sloan, you have a look at his life and legacy.
Yeah, Nicole, Charlie Watts being remembered today by musicians and fans across the globe, all paying tribute to one of the best drummers in rock and roll.
I'm sorry, girl, but I can't sleep.
The music community mourning the loss of Charlie Watts. Legends sharing their grief, condolences, and admiration for the drummer.
Charlie was a rock. And a fantastic drummer.
And Elton John sharing this photo of the pair on Twitter with the message, "A very sad day." Charlie Watts was the ultimate drummer, the most stylish of men, and such brilliant company.
The rest of his bandmates obviously are feeling great sadness because he's been with them for so long.
Watts' publicist saying today that the drummer passed away peacefully, surrounded by family in his London home at the age of 80. This news comes after Watts had announced he would not be touring with the Stones in 2021 because of an undefined health issue. Watts was recovering from a recent medical procedure, which a spokesperson said was completely successful, just earlier this month. Watts was the last to join the Stones in 1963 after the band's extensive search for a drummer. Although the drummer was not known for showy solos, bandmates Mick Jagger and Keith Richards both praised him as the key to the Stones.
His drumming was the foundation of the Rolling Stones. I mean, there were two elements in the Rolling Stones music. Obviously, the vocals and the frontman, Mick Jagger, the greatest frontman in rock and roll history.
And while Watts provided the beat for one of the greatest rock groups of all time, his true love was jazz.
Charlie was different. He had a swing. He had an element of swing to his playing that almost no other rock and roll drummer had to that degree. And he was really a jazz fan.
And despite his fame, he was the happiest living a simple life in rural England than performing on stage.
He wasn't into the flash or the glitz or the glamour, and that came across in his playing. He was not a flashy drummer at all.
And his presence will certainly be missed when the band kicks off its No Filter tour next month.
With the Rolling Stones, Watts won 4 Grammys, and the band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989.
So cool seeing that old footage and lots of people, of course, playing Rolling Stones music tonight. And Sloan Glass is our new entertainment correspondent here at News Nation. We are so happy to have you. Welcome.
Good to be here. Thank you.